This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I get it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Victory Monday, by the way.
Maybe it'd win.
Four straight victory. We didn't get to do a lot of the shows over the last couple of weeks with the holidays and all that, but they did win their final four. They won yesterday, beat the Saints twice this year, which is nice. I know that was at least enjoyable to be in the building for Falcons fans yesterday. Not the prettiest game ever played, but you had more points than them at the end.
That's all that matters.
We'll get to some calls in about 20 minutes from right now. Falcons calls related to the news of yesterday, or AMA calls, if you want to change the subject, at 404-726-0929. And the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
They blocked the damn kick yesterday, Andy.
Yeah, they blocked the punt.
Blocked the damn punt yesterday.
Yeah, and if the guy kind of would have picked it up sooner, caught it, and probably scored.
They have scored a touchdown. Scored a touchdown on special teams. And now, I mean, but, you know, it shows – because a lot of times people – and Raheem has been getting, I won't say credit for it, is that the hardest team played for him down the stretch. They're professional, first of all.
Yeah, but I give the players credit
But I give the players credit for that. Yeah, you're going out there and fighting your ass off knowing that, you know, that you're not going to the playoffs or anything like that. I don't know if anybody had incentives or something they got to hit. I saw a lot of other players around the league.
I bet James Pierce something.
And I love the fact is that when, like, I think it was Hunter Henry needed that one catch for, like, $250,000. It was late in the fourth quarter. He just threw him a little shovel pass. I love it. Yeah,
that's great.
You know what I mean? Yeah, take care of your guys and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be – because you're not in salary cap hell. I love the point that you made when you were talking about terrified. No, it's better. The personnel is better than when he got here. No doubt about it.
The job that the next general manager and head coach have is – I don't say easier because it's not easy. But it's a better situation than – the job Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith took over 5 years
ago.
Now, that was, you know, that was sort of a uniquely tough situation because you had franchise legends that were aging.
Yes. And you're and then you had that, Andy, but and then you had an owner who was as generous as he is, made it hard for you because he's putting something out there that you're like, come on, Arthur. I mean, I know he's talking for life and everything, but we don't got to keep giving this guy money and contracts and everything like that. And, you know, Matt Ryan's like, the assessment, like, Terry, you wanted Deshaun, huh?
Yeah.
Which I don't believe was Terry wanted Deshaun.
Yeah, I believe that was a little
I think that was a higher decision, too. But you know how athletes think.
No, I do. Yeah. I have entertained the theory that this is Matt Ryan's long revenge on Terry Fontenot.
But I know that's not the truth.
Yeah, Terry Fontenot replaced him with nasty-ass Deshaun Watson. Tried to
anyway.
Couldn't even do it.
That's what it is right there. That's what I keep saying.
Couldn't even seal the deal. Couldn't even seal the deal. So Matt, you know, asked for a trade reasonably right after that. And also in the back of his mind said, you'll pay for this one day, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm like a son to Arthur.
But it's just unfortunate because, like I said, Terry never got to get one of his guys, and that's always the thing with the GM. I know Coach Mike down there in Miami; he's still employed. But if you get a GM who don't want him, and that goes back to what go back to Jacksonville, Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen wanted to be the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to work with that dude.
Which, by the way, like because of what he's done this year. Other coaches, other coaches are going to do that.
Because
like, I don't want to work with that guy.
You got to think about every head coach that they've had while that dude's been there didn't want to work with him.
For people that don't remember the story, Liam Cohen was interviewed by the Jaguars. They wanted to hire him, and he said, I don't want to work for Trent Baalke.
No.
Because Trent Baalke is a known whatever.
Yes.
Like, no one has ever liked
no one.
The reason Harbaugh left San Francisco to go to Michigan when he did was because of Trent Baalke.
Yes. Nobody wondered. You remember when B. Left was the hottest coordinator in the league, and obviously a Jacksonville Jaguar player. He didn't want to work with Trent Baalke. He's like, no, I don't want to work with him.
Right. And so they came back. They fired him and came back to Cohen. I'm like, all right, he's gone.
He's gone.
Cohen's like, I'll take the job. And now what do they want? They went 13 and 4.
And then you go get some whiz kid nerd dude to be your general manager.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure they,
Yeah. Seems like a guy Cohen would get along
with. Yeah. I don't want to throw nothing out there like that.
Here's what I hope, though. Whoever the Falcons hire as head coach, I hope he says something cringy and embarrassing in the press conference.
Yes.
Because all the coaches that do that win.
They damn sure do.
Sirianni's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, man.
He couldn't even complete a sentence in his introductory press conference.
Talking about playing.
Cohen's saying Duval like a weirdo. They won 13 games.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Whoever they hire, I don't know what. Call it Hotlanta, all right?
Yeah, man.
Call it Hotlanta and make everybody mad, and then a Super Bowl is definitely coming.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, if you, but the most important thing, I think, and we've been talking about it pretty much the whole day, I think that, you know, Matt Ryan will get the job. He'll be introduced Thursday, and then they'll get this thing spearheaded. And if it's not going on now, as far as you say, Matt's been doing his homework and things like that on potential guys that he can bring in to be the head coach, general manager, whatever, however they want to hire it. I hope it goes general manager, and then they do it together. Not, okay, here's a list. Here's all the head coaches, and here's all the general managers that we have processed and all these everything. We think you need to look at both of them. Okay, so I want this guy to match up with this guy. Not everybody get along in it. Not everybody on Tinder is a match. You know what I mean? Not every head coach, general manager is a match.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So why take that power out of one of their hands? If it's a head coach that wants to pick a general manager, fine. That's fine, whatever. But don't do it from a point where you put two guys together.
Don't hire them independently
of
one another.
That didn't work.
That's what they did
with this regime.
With Fontenot and Arthur Smith.
Yes.
And then also again with Fontenot and
that
and
don't
Raheem.
Work.
Yeah.
All right? Let football guys do football.
Let him do his job.
Let him do his damn job.
Right.
You're hiring and pay him all this money. Let him do his job. Let him get a coach who he's comfortable with, who he believes in, that he can build a roster with and win freaking games.
Right.
Don't go over there like, well, he does this really, really good.
When people say football guys, what do they mean specifically? Do you have to have played football to be a football guy?
No.
You just mean someone who's been around the league and knows how the league works for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because Rich McKay is a
Rich McKay
guy.
Is a football guy.
He's a football guy.
Yes.
I know that he'll be detracted because he didn't play. Whatever.
Yes.
No, he's that's not – Matt Ryan played, but, like, that doesn't necessarily immediately make him successful at this job.
No, it does not. And I hope it does. I hope people realize that just because he's a great quarterback does not mean he's going to be a good general manager because there's more to it than that.
Right, of course.
It's so much more to it. If you're telling me that you're going to let him pick the groceries, you're talking about having to take scouting evaluations and watching tape and on campus visits. I'm not saying Matt can't do that. Right. I'm saying it would be hard for me to believe that he's going to get it done this soon.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you this, because when we've done the Falcons coaching search in the past, which we've done, unfortunately now for multiple times, the question is always how attractive is this job? Does Matt Ryan being the president of football operations make this job more attractive?
I have no clue.
Because they think it does.
They think it does. Obviously.
Like,
they're
sure.
Like, this is
that Matt Ryan being the president and the face and all this stuff
Andy,
now immediately makes the Falcons something.
Credible.
Yeah.
Andy, this is a big-ass swing.
Because if
this don't work here, what's next?
Yeah.
If this don't work.
Yep.
What's next?
There isn't any.
You know what I mean? Like,
there isn't.
You got it.
This is the. I don't know whatever metaphor you want to use. Hail Mary. It's your last. Bullet,
I don't want to go that far.
But I mean, no,
not Hail Mary yet.
But he's the best player in the history of the franchise.
Yes.
Who's now, assuming that this goes through, being asked to become the team president, never having done it before, and essentially save the franchise from what the franchise has become. I mean, if that doesn't work, then what's the franchise?
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And so you got to understand it. I don't know if this job, if Matt Ryan being the president of, because somebody's going to be the head coach.
I know, but I don't want it to just be, because in the past
the
it's
phrase.
Been, well, it's just 1 of 32.
Yes. Like Arizona.
Does it make it
Arizona,
not just 1 of 32?
Arizona is 1 of 32.
Yeah,
that's
Cleveland's
1 of 32. You don't need this
to be here.
The
Raiders are 1 of 32.
I don't know. If that is, because again, everybody's about how much power you're going to give me in an organization. Who's that? And we talked about the power structure. So I'm saying to you, and I see some of the names that are coming out as far as general managers. I seem like a couple of dudes from the 49ers. You were talking about, now these guys, a lot of them are going to probably be first-time general managers. How much power are you willing to give to Matt Ryan? Mm-hmm. Meaning, okay, what do I get? What am I in charge of? What do I have to run by you? you know, what do I have to, you know, if I want this guy who and process the money and all these different things, I want this, you know what I mean? Like, that's why when I keep saying the question of Matt Ryan final decision, is he the final decision on what? What aspect of it? Is the hiring?
We'll find out on Thursday.
If it's the hiring, all those different things, that's fine.
Yeah, if he gets hired Thursday, that question will be asked.
Yes. Yeah, and so if I'm a hotshot GM, this is my first time getting to be a general manager of a football team, I want to be able to be a damn GM.
Right.
I don't want Matt Ryan over my damn shoulder.
Exactly. Which is how, if you have two jobs and the other one's willing to give you more,
yeah,
then you go to that one.
Yeah.
Right? Which is how it ends up being one of 32.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to get a GM.
If I'm an established coach like a John Harbaugh, what the hell I want to come? And not saying they don't. I'm just asking the question. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be something? Is that going to be a negotiating tool? Because obviously, a negotiating tool. When you're trying to bring somebody in for a job, you're just like, okay, so am I just going to be here? I go back to when I was in Miami, and Richard Smith was a well-known veteran defensive coordinator, right? Nick Saban hires him to be the defensive coordinator, but Will Muschamp called the plays. You got the label, but somebody else was doing the job. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that if you're a general manager. Yeah. You don't want to be this general manager in title and Matt Ryan's making all the damn decisions on the 53.
Right.
Makes no sense.
At that point, just be the general
manager. Just be the general manager.
Yeah. Back to the kind of the question, and there's a great example from Cohen and what happened in Jacksonville. Like, Balke was making it harder for them to hire coaches.
Yes.
I don't think Matt Ryan's going to make it harder for the Falcons to hire.
I don't think so either.
I don't know if it's the magnet that maybe they hope that it is. Yeah. Now, maybe it is for some. Like, it probably is different guy to guy. Like, if it's like a LaFleur or somebody like that, that if he's available, if the Packers move on from him, he worked with Matt.
Yep.
Maybe that makes him want to be here.
It could be. And, I mean, that's what you...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look at certain coaches that are out there that Matt knows or has played for, has been on the staff. You said that LaFleur is a guy that, you know, with a veteran head coach who's coached a lot of ball and won a lot. You know, they haven't won the ultimate prize, but he's won a lot of ball.
Who are they playing? Who are the Packers? The Bears.
Bears.
We're all Bears fans on January 10th.
They're not going to fire him.
Maybe they will.
Come on, man.
There's rumblings.
They're always come on.
They're only the 7 seed, Randy.
Oh no.
They had to sneak in. It's the standard. The standard's the standard.
Oh my God.
All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call in and talk Falcons if you'd like, as always, on Mondays following games, or any AMA questions available as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.